Tantor Audio presents The Butterfly and the Violin, a hidden masterpiece novel by Christy Cameron, narrated by Carrington McDuffie. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. Chapter 1. Present day, New York City. "Is this it?" Sarah James bounded through the front doors of the Manhattan Gallery, so excited that she nearly slipped for running across the hardwood floor in her heels. She came to a flustered stop in front of the large canvas hanging on the back wall. Breathless, she asked, "You've confirmed? This is her? Did you run all the way here, Sarah?" "Yes. Wouldn't you?" She wasn't ashamed to admit it. From the second she'd received the phone call, Sarah had pushed and shoved her way off the subway in a frenzy and had run the 8 blocks back to the gallery, dodging taxis and cracks in the sidewalks all the way. Penny nodded.
"The guys in the back just opened the crate. Can you believe it's been there for a week and we didn't even know it?"
She shook her head in disbelief.
"Unfathomable."
Sarah unwound the chiffon scarf from her neck and shrugged off her trench coat as she stepped away for a moment, draping them both over the antique wooden counter stretching across the back of the room. She twisted her long ebony hair and tucked it into a loose bun, then secured it atop her head with a pencil she found nearby. It wasn't until she turned back to her assistant that she noticed the girl hadn't moved an inch. Penny stood like a statue, her only movement an index finger that twirled a lock of strawberry blonde hair at her nape. Sarah laughed. When her assistant took to whirling a strand of hair around her finger, something had to have completely captured